One of the truly unusual Christmas time traditions in the Spanish-speaking world is the Day of the Innocents, which falls on December 28th, known as the Feast of the Innocents, a day which commemorates the massacre of every child two and under in the town of Bethlehem. According to the Christmas story, the Christmas narrative, it was carried out by order of King Herod, who had learned from the three wise men that the king of the Jews had just been born, and of course Herod was not in the mood for any competition, and because of that he became very proactive about the matter. He sent a detachment of soldiers to the town and had every young child slaughtered. And that sad event is remembered on December 28th. Now, how do the Spanish, and also many Spanish-speaking countries in Latin America, how do they celebrate this day? Will they do it by playing practical jokes, doing pranks on others? It's known simply as the Day of the Innocents, as in the innocent saints, the victims of the massacre. And basically, it's Spain's equivalent of April Fool's Day. Now, first of all, just how true is this event that supposedly took place during the first days after the birth of Christ? Naturally, most scholars consider it to be unlikely, mainly because there's no historical evidence or documentation of any kind that verifies it, at least documentation from that period. So there's really nothing out there that confirms it happened. It has also been argued, however, that if it did happen, the number of victims, which sometimes people say ran into the hundreds, if you look at the population of Bethlehem at the time, probably would have been no more than maybe 20, and that it occurred during a time where atrocities were commonplace. And so maybe that bit of news just took place and it went under the radar and no one really heard about it. But no one really knows. Anyway, the tradition of the pranks as a bizarre way of celebrating such a tragic event is perplexing, I'll grant you that. But the word inocente also comes to mean gullible, so it may just be a play on words. Some also say it refers to the fact that Mary and Joseph, after getting a heads up from an angel, managed to escape before the mass murder took place, and thus were able to fool or outwit Herod. So that may have had something to do with it. And it's also true that Christmas time has plenty of traditions involving pranks, fools, role reversing, insane behavior, and depending on the period and the country in history, these things have taken place at any point during the Christmas season, I'd say between December 26th on St. Stephen's Day or Boxing Day, or maybe December 28th or 29th. And then on New Year's Day, there was a lot of that going on. And then you had the Feast of the Epiphany or the Twelfth Night. Writers, literature, documentation, chronicles, plenty out there to describe all sorts of unusual behavior, fun behavior taking place throughout this period. So that's another reason to consider when we say, well, why did this take place or why does this take place in Spain on December 28th? Some point to the Roman winter feast of Saturnalia, which is certainly one of the origins of modern Christmas as the origin of some of these customs, because some of that went on back then too. In any event, in Spain, the practical jokes are the tradition, though they have become probably less common than years ago when I first came here. The newspapers used to publish fake news as a joke in the past, but I don't recall seeing that as much as I used to. And that may be because there's enough real fake news, if you know what I mean, to warrant skipping the fun stuff. I'm also not sure if liability might play a factor there. But still, personal practical jokes sometimes occur. People will play a joke, and then you can find the Christmas markets often sell all sorts of pranks and jokes and toys, like the classic handshake buzzer or the whoopee cushions. Sometimes people will stick a paper figure of a person on the back of another unsuspecting individual, just so they can see how long they last before they realize it, and then call them inocente. This is sort of the Spanish version of what we might do in America with the kick me sign, but without the physical violence included. And then there are some places in Spain that still probably continue with these old traditions, especially role reversing traditions. There are some towns that have what they call a little bishop, which is a child who plays the bishop for a day. Cities like Burgos and Palencia have one. And then you have other places where they'll have madmen, los locos, who will take over the government for a day. And then you have the town of Ibi, Ibi, in the province of Alicante, which is in the region of Valencia. And there they have a huge flower and egg fight in the center. It's called the Enfarinats, which is Catalan for the sort of flowered or breaded ones or individuals. If you can recall a famous fiesta in that area in the summertime where they throw tomatoes at each other, well, this is something similar, but with eggs and flour. It's supposed to represent a mock rebellion, and apparently its origins go back to the 17th century. Its subversive nature probably contributed to the fact that it disappeared during the 1950s, during the Franco period, but it has since been revived. I think it came back during the 1980s. But anyway, there you have it. Another Spanish tradition during this time of year, with a mix of medieval customs blended together, and just another day, another fun thing to do at this time of year in Spain at Christmas time. I hope you've enjoyed this mini podcast by Brian Spain Domain. Please feel free to leave us any comments because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Amazon, Castos, and Apple. Or if you wish to support Brian Spain Domain, we'd greatly appreciate it. We work very hard to provide you with the best information about Spain, Spanish history, Spanish culture, Spanish customs. And you can do so by going to our website and clicking on our PayPal donate button. Or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us on a regular basis, you could check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.